Episode 68, Colby's Redemption. Alright, I don't even think I have to explain this one to you guys, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Hey guys, it's David here, and welcome to another Ordering Chaos discussion. Today, I'm joined by a new guest star.
Hey guys, it's Colby. Colby's War, Colby's Tank. How's it going, Ordering Chaos peoples?
Yeah, and probably everyone knows Colby. Him and I have had our differences before, but most of it was just drama, and also I've roasted him on my podcast before with Wimp, so none of it is really too personal. It's mostly just like Ordering Chaos drama.
Internet trolling stuff. It's cool.
So we're going to get past that and talk about some Ordering Chaos topics. First of all, I just want to congratulate you, Colby, on your legendary halberd. Do you want to talk about that a little?
Sure. I just woke up, David. Like, my eyes are, like, almost bleeding, man. I needed 7 cores yesterday. All I needed was cores because I had my sigil.
7? Wow.
So I got on at, like, 5 in the afternoon last night. And was playing until 3 in the morning just to get my last 7 cores. And then upgrading all kinds of crap with the, you know, the ores and the materials and crap. So, and I'm like, my eyes are almost bleeding just from trying to upgrade it. So, but yeah, it's done. I'm there.
Nice. So how many cores did you need once you got the original sigil?
You know me, I'm like all about the dual wielding for my warrior. Oh. So I was all about that. I was doing EHL, you know, day in, day out, just for the axe, just for the trinket, for dual wielding. And the Halley happened to drop like 2 weeks ago, and nobody in the team really needed, so I got it. And I had maybe like 7 cores at the time, just from running with, you know, randoms who we were all just rolling on cores. And then the sigil dropped like a week later, and I was like, oh, I gotta upgrade this thing now.
Yeah.
Because when the sigil dropped, you know, nobody else really needed it too, and I already had the Halley, so I was like, okay, you know, I guess I'll take it, so... Mm-hmm. Man, I was like 10 or 11 cores like a week ago, and I got my last...
Really?
Like, yeah, I got my last 40 this week.
Holy shit. Wow. That must be some sort of record, but I mean...
Yeah, the drop rate is pretty horrid right now, so...
I mean, you do have an advantage for that since you're Colby.
If you say so.
You've been running a few runs today with the halberd, right?
Yeah.
How would it compare to dual wield? Like, you use plaint and the epic one-hander, or what? Usually for dual wield.
I don't have the axe, bro. Oh. I still haven't seen the axe yet.
Oh, wow.
They were trolling me on Glasswood about that yesterday.
Wow.
Like, 10 people were like, hey, look at my axe, Colby.
That's sad, because, like, my new warrior has it, and then you have, like, legendary halberd, but you still don't have the axe. Okay. So what do you usually use for dual wielding, then, besides plaint?
Just the two plaints.
Oh, yeah. You use 2 plaints. Okay. Yeah. So have you noticed, like, any damage differences with the halberd?
Yeah, good question. You know, I've only been running my halberd like today, only for maybe like 1 tab, and I would say the damage is like just a tad bit better. It's really not that much better, even though it's legendary compared to 2 blues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I actually had the epic axe, it would probably be about equal. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed. Plus, we got, you know, warriors got damage nerf. Like last year in my old account when I had the upgraded halberd, you know, I was doing more damage then than I'm doing now with my legendary.
Wow.
But that's because we got nerfed like 2 updates in a row.
For the legendary halberd, there's a bonus for it, right? Like some sort of special effect. What exactly does that do? I'm not really sure about that.
You've seen it. And
I know I've seen it, but I don't really know like what effect it has.
Yeah, like, if on damage. You've ever done the legendary boss, Lamet, he does it, you know, because he has a legendary halberd.
Uh-huh. But I can't imagine it does like that much damage.
It doesn't do that much damage. It's only like 500 damage.
Oh, okay. Alright.
But, you know, it just looks cool. And it scales to whatever, you know, boss you're doing it to. So, like, if I'm doing it on mobs, if it happens to proc on a mob, it's, you know, it's kind of small. But if it's on, like, a big boss, it looks huge and looks cool. So, that's about it. It's just for looks.
What kind of gear do you have right now? Like, how much T2, how much T1? Or, like, that you usually equip for EHL?
I've been on T2 for a while, man. I farmed EHL so much.
Mm-hmm. So, you use, like, 6 out of 6?
Yeah, I've been 6 of 6 T2 both sets for a while.
All right.
And, you know, I had to bribe people to drop lava cores recently for my halberd. Sigil.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're always asking me how I get so much gold, and it's basically just from running EHL and, you know, getting too many souls to the point where I have to start selling soul cloaks for gold.
Oh, wow.
And that's basically how I got rich, yeah.
Yeah, I've sold, like, I think 5 soul cloaks, but not because, like, I was at max souls, just because I want to make some extra gold. But I'm already back at, like, 1,100 after a month of, like, selling 5, so.
And the epic soul seems to drop a lot in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard that you recently got the, the necklace? Did you get the necklace?
Oh, I got the necklace, too, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you got both of those.
Yeah, I've seen 4 of the necklaces, man. Those things drop all the time, and I never use it.
Yeah, I've seen 4 of the trinkets.
Oh, yeah, it took me, like, 600-something runs to get my trinket. It was nice. I, like, dude... Ask Yuna and Faith. Shout out to them, man. Those are my partners right there. Yeah. They run with me a lot. And, you know, when it dropped, man, I did my whole freaking nerdgasm thing.
Yeah.
I was, like, screaming and crap in the microphone.
You start singing?
I wasn't singing that at that point. But
oh, okay.
I am known to, you know, I'll put on my Spotify, get me a bottle, and start singing on the farms. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it.
It's not very good, though.
No, it's amazing, believe me.
Yeah, you've probably been on one of those runs, yeah.
Yeah. So one last thing concerning Warriors that I wanted to talk about is if you think they're going to be overpowered next update. I think consistently, like, Warriors have been pretty overpowered, so I'm wondering if GameOff's going to nerf them for the next update with the 10-level increase or just balance them out with everyone else. What do you think?
I don't know, David. Like, honestly, I actually feel a little guilty about Warriors being nerfed so much in the past few updates. Because you know me, I used to post, like, you know, bragging crap and stuff in the forums all the time.
Yeah.
Like last year. Like, you know, two-manning every dungeon and soloing Kermode and crap like that. So, you know, I almost think it was my fault that Warriors got nerfed because I used to post that crap.
It's possible.
I don't think they're that overpowered anymore. I mean, dual wielding is definitely, you know, a lot of DPS and the most DPS.
DPS Warriors tend to be one of the most used classes in EHL runs because of how much damage they do.
Yeah, and even in PvP as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they'll, you know, I think they're going to do their best to try to balance it out. But, you know, since I think any dual-wielding class like Millies or Sins 2, I think they're pretty much up to par with dual-wield Warriors at this point.
And I assume that GameOff's going to keep nerfing Monks like they do every update, so...
I guess.
It's going to be harder to heal everyone each update.
I don't know too much about that. I know healing power has kind of gone up, you know.
Well, I mean, healing power isn't that useful. Probably the most useful thing is crit, and they keep nerfing that, so it's harder to get crits on people. Although I did get a 8500. I think it was on you, actually. I didn't take a picture, but somehow I was able to get, like, a lucky crit, and those don't come around too often, though, so that's, like, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
There you go. I think I'm 5 of 5 bigger at this point, depending on what day it was. I respect all the time.
Nice. Okay, let's move on from Warriors. Recently, a lot of people have been using this talent glitch, and it increases your stats, and I'm not going to go into how to actually do it, but do you think that GameOff's going to fix this next update, and should they?
Of course they should. I mean, it's definitely unfair in arenas. People whine about in arenas, and of course, like, I'm the only one who whines about room buffs and resilience buffs in arenas. I don't think it should be like a pay-to-win kind of competition for arenas.
Yeah,
I think they will fix it, you know, and I think they should. I don't think it's that big a deal in PvE. You know, people talk about getting banned and stuff from it like that. I think it's very similar to the old, you know, wall hack glitch from GSL back in the days.
Yeah, you mean, like, because it gives you an advantage in dungeons, basically?
Yeah, and, you know, when wall hack was really popular, you know, almost everybody did it in GSL to, you know, get to a Nata real quick and get their lavas and get their cores and crap real fast. And, you know, nobody was really banned from it except for probably the people who, you know, got reported on it over and over. So I think it's going to be the same thing as the talent hack thing.
Yeah, I mean, GameLoft doesn't really like to ban people. They, like, we get pictures of people getting banned. But really, that's, like, one person out of everyone else, and it's just, like, to show a message. GameOff does not want to ban their paying customers.
Exactly.
But some people claim that, like, they don't use the talent hack in PvP, and they do use it in PvE. In order to do that, you have to respec every time you did PvP. And, I mean, I highly doubt that people would do that. I think that rather they'd just not PvP if they claim to not use it in PvP.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. you know, I don't use it, and my ranking at this point is too high for me to PvP anyway, so I'm not going to even PvP till next update anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with people using it in PvE at all.
Well, I guess we differ on that. I don't know, I think it's kind of unfair that, like, people get an advantage in dungeons, and
yeah.
I think, honestly, GameOff should, like, just decrease the drop rate of everything for that, as much as I hate to say it, but,
because
then, like, everyone would get punished, but, I don't know, it's just, I've never liked hacking and glitching, and I was against wall hack as well, and I never used it, so, it's just a personal kind of thing, but.
Obviously it's not, you know, fair across the board to people who are using it versus those who are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think it's, you know, bannable or whatever if you're just using it in PvP, or PvE, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Am I allowed to ask if you use it?
Sure, yeah, no, I don't. What are we talking about? The Talent Glash? What's that? No, I don't know anything about it.
Sure.
I don't know how you tell if a mage uses it or not, but you can tell, like, obviously if a monk or a warrior is using it based on their strength and their armor and stuff, so.
Yeah, and another way to tell if people are using it is if you have them on your friends list and they're in KPL and logging off constantly.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next topic I wanted to talk about was if the sigil drop rate has increased at all. And you, of course, have gotten the halberd, and how many sigils have you actually seen in total?
All right, I've seen 16 epics in EHL, and probably a little over 700 runs.
Mm-hmm.
And only three of those have been sigils. I've seen the dagger, I've seen the halberd, and I've seen the shield as well.
All right.
Sigil, that's about it. I think it did increase a little bit after that maintenance and stuff last week.
Yeah, I feel like every few days, one of them drops more frequently than the rest of them. Like, the past few days, halberd has dropped for a lot of people. Like, people
that's
have been posting on Glassboard.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think, like, a week ago, Relic was dropping, and it dropped, like, every time I was offline or something. It really makes you question why it's increasing, like, what GameOff is trying to do. If, like, legendaries are actually going to have any use next update. I mean, if they increase the drop rates, like, 100%, like, every single run, then you would probably assume that they would be useless next update because everyone would have one. But I don't think it's increased enough for them to be useless. So it's very possible that we'll be able to upgrade them further at level 70.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know, for you it would.
Yeah, for anybody with legendary, I think it should be, David.
Okay, well, the level cap is actually just supposed to, like, level out the playing field with people who already have that advantage of that legendary halberd or legendary hammer or whatever. I mean, you'd have an advantage already with the level cap, so it'd make it pointless. But what they could do is make it tradable for, like, the new currency, whatever that currency is, and I've said this before. And then you would still have an advantage, but you wouldn't already have the weapon. Like, you'd have to buy the new whatever and then work for that. Like, let's say you could buy, like, ice epics, because we've heard about those ice epics.
Yeah,
you could buy them with the currency from the legendary halberd, and then you upgrade the ice epics with, let's say, ice cores from the next dungeons that come out, and then you'd still be working hard, and you wouldn't really have an advantage, because you already are working hard for that legendary ice epic. So, I think that would make sense.
It sounds good to me. You know, I saw in the forums that they were basically saying, you know, T1 and T2 gear is going to pretty much be obsolete,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the time we get to a level 70 update. But, you know, I feel like legendaries just haven't been that out, you know, that long for them to be completely obsolete by the next update.
Yeah, and we were saying that, like, a month ago when they announced the update, and still a month later people are getting sigils and upgrading, so it still hasn't been long enough.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think they should just be at least worth something to trade in or something. We'll see. Or upgrade further, who knows.
Mm-hmm. But one thing that I think everyone agrees on is that they can't just become worthless and tradable for, like, 5 gold, so.
They might be, David. I mean, who knows? You know how GameOff rolls. That might be the case. I just hope it isn't.
Well, that would just completely kill GameOff sales for this game.
You think a lot of people would, like, rage and quit and stuff?
Well, everyone with legendaries would, and if sigils are actually increasing, like, a lot of the people on the server have them by the time the update comes out, then GameOff will lose, like, all their hardcore farmers and everything, probably.
I would still play, but.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I can see your point.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who would quit, though, probably.
Probably.
And then come back 2 weeks later, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so recently with maintenance, and I talked about this last week, they added a 100 exhaust change, where when you're in dungeons, you have to...
That's a retarded thing, yes.
Yeah, you have to actually use a tab in order to advance in the dungeon.
Yes.
And this doesn't apply to, like, RKL or KPL, where it's, like, all the way through and there's no teleporters, but, like, in EHL, which is the dungeon everyone does, there's a lot of teleporters that you have to use, and you have to actually tab to get through them.
Yeah.
So I think this is actually a desperate attempt by Gameloft to get some revenue, because not a lot of people are buying tabs right now because they know the update is coming, and people who don't have, like, upgraded lavas or anything don't really feel like tabbing or really playing that much. So since Gameloft announced the update, their sales have just gone down and down and down, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know this for certain, I'm just speculating, but they're just not making a lot of money, and this way they can get a lot of people to buy tabs in order to complete the dungeon, because what if the person believes that they beat the second boss, and then what if they believe Natcha is going to drop a sigil, so they might want a tab.
If they need cores,
I mean, it's a really good scheme on Gameloft's part. Like, you don't really feel complete unless you complete the dungeon. I would be kind of mad the rest of the day if I didn't tab and I was on Natcha. And not too many people have actually complained about this on the forum.
That's a good idea. I will. I'll do that.
Yeah, you should. But yeah, this also makes me believe that Gameloft is desperate for revenue. And recently we got Ordering Chaos Duels, and we still have Heroes of Wandering Chaos, which are both spin-offs of ONC.
Real quick on the exhaust. Quick question. Do you think you really think it's on purpose? You don't think it's like a bug or an accident or something by them? I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping they're going to fix it. Like, it's just an accident bug or something. I don't know.
I don't think so. Like,
that seems fair.
People say that a lot of things that Gameloft do, like, for money, or somehow it ends up with them getting money, are glitches. And yeah. I really don't think that Gameloft would pass up an opportunity like that. I mean, it doesn't say you must buy a tab in order to advance. It just says error or something. I'm not sure of the exact message, but...
Well, I've seen it plenty. It says error, entering, failed, try again later or something.
Yeah, I think what they want you to think is that it's a bug or a glitch, so that you don't get as mad about it. But I think it's definitely a money-making scheme.
Well, I mean... You know, if you know it's going to be, like, your last run or whatever, this is what I do. You can always just quit team right before the boss dies.
Yeah.
So you get exhaust.
I mean, that's one way to rebel against Gameloft. Just, that's what I do as well. I just, if I'm at, like, 98 exhaust or something on the second boss, and I just quit at the last second, I usually, like, heal the tank one last time and then quit. So that works as well. There's also one theory that the messy monsters that you kill on the way to the second boss, if you get loot from any of those, then you won't get exhaust, and then the person who didn't get the loot will get exhaust. And
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, I think it actually might be true. All right, just a second. Hello? I'm good. Yeah. I don't want it. No. Because it's gross, that's why.
No, you want
it? No, I don't. Okay. I might make some macaroni or something. Bye. God damn it. Alright. I'll probably keep that part in.
No worries.
I should have put her on speakerphone.
I forgot her yet.
We were at the...
about to get into the spinoffs.
Yeah. One of them came out recently, which is Ordering Chaos Duels. And the other one had an update recently. And it's obvious that Gameloft is trying to get more revenue from these things while we're waiting for the Ordering Chaos update.
Sure.
And I think they assume that just because something says Ordering Chaos in the title, that we're going to play it and spend money in it. So this is another desperate attempt by Gameloft, I think. And I've played Ordering Chaos Duels once. Like, I played it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was really boring. I'm not going to play it again. And it's freemium, so I think there's stuff to buy in it as well. Maybe Gameloft is assuming that, like, when we don't get sigils in EHL, that we're gonna go and play these games because we're bored and spend money in those. In a week or 2 weeks, the update is gonna come out for Ordering Chaos, then we're not gonna go back to those. They think we're stupid enough to actually invest money into, like, Ordering Chaos Duels and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't played any of them, to be honest.
You haven't played Heroes of Ordering Chaos?
I played Heroes for like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But you know, this is pretty much the only game I play as far as just the regular Order and Chaos, man. Mm-hmm. I don't see how people, like, even focus on more than one character at a time. You know, I got one character I focus on, and that takes enough of my time up. And another thing I thought of, man, I'm actually surprised Gameloft hasn't made, you know, Order and Chaos a freemium game. I honestly think that they could make more money off of it if they just drop the price. What is it, $6.99, just to download the game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and make it free so that people get hooked on it and buy runes and crap. I think they could make more money that way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they should do that, but if they did that, one thing I'd really want them to do is bring back the monthly fee. And the reason for that is I want the servers to actually be maintained. Yeah. And if they're not maintained, then we can actually complain about it on the forum. We say, we're paying like $3.99 a month for this game, and you're not maintaining the servers. So
yeah, I'm all for that, but, you know, pretty much the gaming market as it is, man, everything's going towards freemium and microtransactions, and I saw that coming a mile away. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
Gameloft is one of the biggest companies for freemium games at this point.
Most definitely.
So yeah, it probably is going that way, and with the next update, they could actually do that, like, make it freemium already. With freemium, like, they'd get a lot more customers, because people would be playing for free.
Oh, heck yeah.
But at the same time, like, how do they know how much money they're actually going to spend? So they'd just be getting, like, a bunch of people who are not spending any money. So I think if they did that, really, the only way they could actually make money off of it is if they had the monthly feedback, which is a win-win, in my opinion.
You know, actually talking about this, David, I was reading about the racing game Real Racing 3. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
And there was, like, this big, like, fan base, you know, outlash about the new one being freemium and all these microtransactions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, EA basically said that, you know, they weren't going to back down from it. And if you look at, like, the top grossing apps and stuff in the App Store, you know, Real Racing 3 is up there, like, every day. And I saw some stats or whatever, like, it's made more money off of this one game than the first two ones combined, even though the first two had, like, you had to buy them. They weren't freemium, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to make money either way if they put it freemium, I think.
I don't know what it is with me and freemium games, but whenever I get them, like, I don't really feel like playing them that much.
I'm the same way, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's just going to be more money down the road, and it's just not worth it.
I'm the same way, but apparently a lot of people aren't, so.
For Ordering Chaos, like, if it's freemium, I could care less, since I've already been playing the game for a while, and it probably won't make any difference, like, how much money I spend on the game or anything. So I think for Ordering Chaos's case, freemium is actually a good idea, and they will probably do that soon.
Yeah.
Okay, one last thing I wanted to talk about, and this is purely speculation. I have no idea if it's true or not, but some people have been saying that the update is already submitted to Apple, and it's pending approval. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's possible that it's already been submitted to Apple, and either Gameloft has decided that they don't want to release it yet, because that second anniversary of the game is coming up on the 26th, and the 25th is a Thursday, so they could release it on that day. Or it could be a dispute with Apple where they're actually just not releasing it yet for whatever reason. And someone on Glassboard said, like, they don't want to release it yet. I'm not really sure what the reason was, but they said, like,
overheating the devices.
Yeah, that's what it was. They said it was overheating the devices. And that sounds like BS to me, but it is possible. Like, on the lower generation devices, they do heat up a lot. I haven't really noticed it with my iPad 3. I think that could be possible that Apple doesn't want to release it, but it seems more like it's Gameloft's fault for not releasing it yet, and they're doing this intentionally.
I don't know, David. I wouldn't think that they would do it intentionally, you know what I'm saying? Because they announced the update a while ago in the forums, and just like you said, you know, if they announce the update and it hasn't come out, you know, a lot of people are slowing down, you know, playing. A lot of people are just not even playing anymore because they know an update's coming, so what's the point of running EHL over and over and over again if the gear is just not going to be worth anything? So I don't think that they're intentionally delaying the release, but, you know, speculation, who knows?
Yeah. And one thing I like to do is compare this to, like, other MMOs like World of Warcraft, which I've never played. They announce updates, like, months in advance. I think, actually, like, a year in advance.
Oh, wow.
And I'm wondering, like, how much that affects their revenue, like, from the game. Because maybe people don't want to buy stuff. But in World of Warcraft's case, like, they have a monthly fee. and I guess the only way people would stop spending money is if they just stop playing. And the game might be so addictive that they don't want to stop playing, so that could work. I think that they still maintain a pretty good player base, like, in the months ahead of an update. It's possible that Gameloft is still making enough revenue from Ordering Chaos, even with all the stuff we've been talking about, and they really don't need to release it, like, until the anniversary, where they can just combine the level 70 cap with an anniversary update sort of thing like they had last year.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that sounds like a good possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if that's exactly what they do. And, you know, I'd be fine with that. And, you know, they kind of suckered me in, man, when I got my sigil. You know, yeah. I usually don't play, like, hardcore like I have been this past week or so. But, yeah, since I got that sigil, I was like, crap, I need a whole bunch of freaking cores.
Yeah, I know. And that makes sense, like, going back to the sigil drop rate. If sigils increase in the drop rate, then people are going to want to play more and buy runes and everything. So
that's how they got me.
Yeah. So one last segment I wanted to get into is some questions from Colby fans.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. And I got these today. I asked Global Chat in my guild some questions. And I got three really good ones. So first of all, you know Fair Du Faux. She was on this podcast before, and she ran with you and EHL before.
Okay.
She asks, why so noob, Colby? That's the question.
What? Why so noob?
Yeah, why so noob?
Okay, first of all, she's the one with, like, zero DPS on bosses. I mean, all she's good for is killing mobs with her eyes. Right. So, you know, you gotta crawl before you walk, little girl. But, she knows I'm just playing. I've only been playing 2 months. I've only been back 2 months. Come on now. Give me some time. I'm getting there.
All right. That's a valid answer.
There you go.
Okay. The second question, and this one is totally serious. It's from McDreamy Josh, and he asks, when did Colby start having homosexual feelings for me?
What the crap? Yo, he got me twisted with all the Davids in your guild, bro.
Yeah. I've heard some, there's some interesting conversations with one of our Davids, with you and him. I don't know the details of
it. No.
You don't want to talk about that?
Yeah, that wasn't me and him. That must have been him or somebody else.
All right.
Honestly, David, you know, voice chat is really cool for this game, but, you know, sometimes when I run with, like, younger people, like teenagers, man, I feel, like, all old and just out of the loop because they are just off the wall with, like, sexual comments and all kinds of vulgar stuff.
I know exactly how you feel. I'm so tired of all these kids.
Yeah. What are you, like, 13?
Actually, I just turned 13.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, one more question. This is from Anonymous. He actually had two different questions. Firstly, why didn't you take up a career in singing? And secondly, can you sing for us?
Oh, I'm so not going to sing on the air for you. No.
Oh, damn it.
You gotta put a bottle in my hand and get me going to my Spotify.
I was looking forward to that all day. Come on.
That's not going to happen, bro.
Well, one thing you can probably promise is that if people run EHL with you, then they can hear your beautiful voice. So.
If you do some EHL farms with me, you're going to hear it come out. Yeah. But, you know, that's just voice chat. That's just me being retarded. That's, you know, obviously don't sing good at all. Ask, you know, pretty much anybody. It's more like torture than pleasure when I sing. So, yeah, I'm not going to quit my day job.
All right. Well, I mean, you probably should, though.
Thank you. Thank you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the next Eminem, Colby. And you look like him as well, so.
No. It's, Justin Timberlake is what I get most of the time.
Alright.
Depends on who's hot at the moment.
Yeah. And I said you were a mix between Vin Diesel and Eminem, so.
Yeah.
It's also that.
Swole, son.
Yeah.
Do you even lift, bro?
Not really. Alright, so I guess that's it for this discussion. Thanks, Colby, for coming on. And
anytime, bro.
Hopefully we can have more discussions in the future about Ordering Chaos and how pro you are being a warrior, so.
Exactly.
Alright, so that about does it for this episode. Now it's time for the question of the week, of course. So the question of the week this week is, do you think Gameloft paychecks are getting lower every week? And I want your honest opinion here, and how much you think Gameloft employers are making now. Because they're not really making any money off of us with runes, so just let me know what you think in the comments below. So that's basically all I have to say. I don't really feel like talking way too much today, because you guys already heard my conversation with Colby, so So, next episode, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. Of course, each week I'm waiting for the update and to do like a review of it with a guest star. So, of course, if the update comes out next week, I'll do that. But also, I have another idea for next episode, which I'd like to do, but I'm not sure if it's going to happen. So, yeah, I guess you guys will just have to wait and see. I know that's not a lot to get off on, but that sounded really wrong. Yeah, that's basically it. Thanks, guys, for watching, and I will see you next time.